Skipper's two daughters, Valura and Glingle, were charming some of Barbola's sons. They began tapping on two wooden bowls, singing a jolly song.
I once knew an otter who liked apple pie. Why, my, oh, my, he could eat apple night and day. If you ask him why he ate apple pie, he'd laugh when he would say. An apple's an apple, it ain't a pear. Some grows here and some grows there. Bake him up in a pie and serve it to me. No strawberry, you see, ever grew on a tree. No, sir, no, dearie me, strawberries don't grow in that way. While carrots are found growing underground, cause that's a carrot's way. Some grow up and some grow down. You gather them when the harvest comes round, and it contains them all in his old pantry. And we go to sleep in a dormitory.
Using their rudders against the parapet stones, the sons of Barbola applauded both otter maids enthusiastically. Then, to display how tough and fearless they were, the young male otters began climbing on the battlements and slinging stones at the woodland fringes. Naturally, they injured no brown rats, who had retreated out of slinging range. Skipper's daughters looked suitably impressed, fluttering their eyelashes at every opportunity. Maudie found herself sitting between Orquil and Benjo Tips. Being a hare, she was still doing full justice to the remains of supper, having exchanged introductions with the Redwallers, while still expressing her appreciation of Abbey food.
By the left, I could get rather used to this scoff. Is it always this good, Orquil, old lad?
The young hedgehog picked a crumb from his spikes.
Oh, this was just a quick meal the Friar and his helpers threw together. We weren't expecting guests, you see, or it would have been more carefully prepared. By the way, Maudie, did I hear you say that you came here to find a badger?
Maudie ran a paw around the rim of the empty soup cauldron, licking it longingly.
Oh, that? Well, yes, I have, actually. Secret mission from Salamandastron. All very hush-hush, what? Old Lord Ashai, he's my CO, don't you know? Sent me specially, probably because I'm jolly good at that sort of thing. I don't suppose you stumbled across this badger chap. Huge type. Typical badger, what? Suppose not to be a great lover of swords and armour. Simple salt-of-the-earth type. Or so I'm led to believe. Funny thing, though. He's supposed to carry a flame and walk with a thief. Sounds jolly silly, doesn't it? But who am I to argue? Badger Lord and Major Mullane pleaded with me on bended paw. So I had to agree to the task. I mean, what's the chap has to do, what?
Maudie was totally unprepared for what Orquil said next.
The badger's name is Gorath. He's up in Sister Artrata's sick bay resting. It was me who brought him to Redwall.
Three things happened then. Maudie's ears stood up rigid, her eyes bulged wide, and her mouth fell open.
In sick retarta bistre, and you read him to Broadwall.
Benjo Tips chortled aloud at the sight and sound of the hair maid's confusion.
Better watch you don't trip over your tongue and fall down the steps, missy. Well, don't just sit there, young prink. Take the maid up to see your badger friend. I'm sure she might start talking sense after a calm and stroll over the lawn and through our abbey.
Skipper nodded after Maudie and Orquil as they made their way across the lawn.
Where are those two going, Benj?
The cellar hog sat down on the top step.
Orquil's taking Maudie to see the badger. She was sent from the Salamandastron Mountain to find him.
Skipper watched the two entering the abbey.
But Gorath didn't come from the Badger Mountain. I wonder how old Lord Ashoy guessed Gorath was here.
Benjo took a sip from his tankard of October ale.
Well, you may ask, Skip. Salamandastron's a mysterious place. Plain ordinary beasts like us will never fathom it.